Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 126 of the 80%. So, you've worked hard and finally, you've paid off all your debts. And now, your challenge is how do you keep it that way? Today, I'm going to share with you the spending habits of debt-free people para hindi ka na bumalik sa pagkakabaon mo sa utang. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. May isa na tanong sa akin kasi nabayaran na daw niya yung mga utang niya sa credit card and he doesn't want to be in that position again na lubog sa utang. And he asked me, so ano ba daw dapat tong gawin niya para ma-avoid yung mabawon ulit sa utang? What are the spending habits specifically of people who are free from debt? So the spending habits of debt-free people. And the first habit that I would like to share with you is, of course, the golden rule, which is you should spend less than what you earn. Although this is very common sense, I still know a lot of people na talagang pag gumagastos ay mas malaki pa dun sa kinikita nila. And the best way to be able to follow this rule is, of course, number one, you should track your expenses. Kailangan alamin mo muna magkano ba talaga yung mga ginagastos mo. And of course, sometimes all that we know is yung mga major expenses that we have, magkano yung binabayaran natin sa kuryente, sa renta, etc. But we should also be very conscious of the little expenses that we have. Minsan yung paglalabas tayo, unconsciously napapabili tayo ng kung ano-ano, merienda, mabibili ng tubig sa labas, etc. And sometimes those little expenses, they add up to a large amount na kung bakit feeling natin parang kulang yung sweldo natin kasi may mga gastos tayo na hindi tayo aware. So it's important for you to spend less than what you earn. So if you want to be debt-free, okay? So that's the golden rule and probably the most obvious spending habit of debt-free people. And the second habit that I want to share with you is this. Debt-free people, they are purposeful with their spending. So ano ibig sabihin nito? Bawat gastos nila, merong purpose. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang sila basa-basa bumibili ng kahit ano. Before they buy anything, they always ask themselves na, may gamit ba to sa buhay ko? May silbi ba to sa buhay ko? Ibig sabihin, kung ang isang bagay ay hindi magpapasaya sa kanila, hindi magpapayaman, or hindi nito i-improve yung buhay niya, then probably hindi niya ito bibilhin. And this is very apparent sa mga iba kong nakikilala na medyo baon sa utang. If you look around their house, you'll see a lot of things na isang beses lang ginamit. Alam mo yon, mga quote-unquote kalat sa bahay nila. So they tend to buy stuff that have one or two uses lang, sandali lang nila nagamit. And yung mga debt-free people, they are very intentional with what they buy. Iniisip nila, ano bang purpose nito sa buhay ko? Will this be something na very useful for me? Will this purchase help improve my life? Or will this purchase make me happy? Diba? So, debt-free people are very purposeful with their spending. Another habit of debt-free people is that they never buy stuff to impress other people. Nako, marami din akong kilala niyan. And of course, di ba, meron tayong famous na mga quotes regarding this, di ba?
Ang pinakasikat na version siguro ay yung sinabi ni Dave Ramsey na we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like.
It is a poor reason to buy anything if you want to impress other people. Why? Because number one, you don't have control over the opinion of others. So no matter what you buy, there will always be someone who will not be impressed with what you have. No? So it is always important to have a meaningful purpose for the things that you spend on. And when I say meaningful purpose, it is for yourself, for the ones you love, for the people that matter to you. So don't buy stuff to impress other people.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about FundSmart, your one-stop shop for investment funds. It's your online gateway to the country's best performing funds right at your fingertips. Sort through various funds according to your criteria and your needs. Create different investment goals and objectives. Access fund information. Read and analyze consolidated reports. Track performance. And buy and sell mutual funds with no additional requirements. You can invest in ATRAM funds from anywhere in the world through First MetroSec FundSmart. Start investing with only 5,000 pesos. Account opening is easy and convenient through the First MetroSec Go mobile app. You can visit bit.ly/FirstMetroSecApp to know more. Link in the episode description. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another habit of debt-free people is they wait or hold off on non-essential purchases. So kung meron silang gustong bilhin na hindi naman importante, they don't buy on impulse. Kadalasan, they wait for a while kung talagang gusto nilang bilhin yon. And I myself practice this. Kung meron akong gustong bagay na, alam mo yung luho, I don't necessarily buy it immediately, even if I could afford it. I usually wait a while, minsan 1 week, minsan 30 days. Bakit? Kasi napapansin ko may mga bagay na sa umpisa ko lang gusto, pag naghintay ako ng mga 30 days, yan, mga 1 month, pagdating next month, hindi ko na pala siya gusto, nawala na yung desire ko na bilhin siya. So, sa isip ko, nakatipid ako kasi instead of gumastos ako sa isang bagay na tipong 1 month lang pala ako papasayahin, hindi ko siya nabili, so nakatipid ako. And this is connected to what I said earlier na very purposeful yung intention pag may binibili. Ibig sabihin, pag-iisipan mo talaga na ito bang bibilin ko ay i-enjoy ko ng matagal? Or is this just a temporary pleasure, di ba? Sa panandalian lang yung ibibigay sa akin na satisfaction ito. So, this is one of the techniques or one of the strategies that you can do if you are inclined to buy something na unnecessary. So, I'm not saying na huwag kang bumili ng mga non-essential or huwag kang bumili ng mga gusto mo. Ang sa akin lang is, itry mo munang i-delay kasi minsan yung desire na bilhin yung bagay na yon nag-fade or nawawala. And of course, kung talagang hindi mo naman pala siya gusto, then nakatipid ka. But sabihin na natin after 30 days, after 1 month, eh gusto mo pa rin siyang bilhin and you have the budget anyway, then go for it. Yung isa kong friend, mahilig siyang mag-add to cart sa kanyang Shopee and Lazada account. Pero puro add to cart lang, puro add to cart. And sinasabi niya sa akin kapag may sale, doon niya talaga sine-check out. And from experience daw, pag titingnan niya na yung cart niya, more often than not, may mga tinatanggal siya kasi hindi niya na pala gusto. So it's kind of the same. I don't know if you also have that habit. But for me, if that helps you to avoid unnecessary purchases, yung mga mindless purchases, so do this. Debt-free people pay attention to details when buying. May mga binibili kasi tayo na hindi natin alam na may mga additional costs. For example, you're buying a toy, tapos 'di ba usually may nakalagay doon batteries not included. This is just a simple analogy or a simple example or illustration. Pag bibili ka ng laruan na 'yon, of course, you have to have the budget to buy the toy, but also you need to have the budget to buy the batteries. Kasi useless yung bibilihin mong laruan kung wala kang battery. And minsan may mga binibili tayo na akala natin yun lang yung magiging gastos natin. But in fact, if you look at the details, if you imagine how it will be, if you buy or purchase that item, there will be additional cost. There are items that require upkeep. Ibig sabihin, meron tayong mga continuous na magiging gastos para ma-maintain or magamit ang isang bagay. And itong mga hidden, quote-unquote, hidden cost or hidden expenses, yan yung madalas sumisira ng budget natin. So you have to pay attention to details when buying. Related to paying attention to details is also pag bumibili tayo through loan or credit. Kunwari, bumili tayo ng kotse through a car loan. Minsan, hindi na natin tinitingnan yung details, yung terms and conditions ng loan natin. And hindi natin nakikita, meron palang mga hidden costs or hidden expenses, hidden fees, hidden charges. And nagugulat na lang tayo later on na, oh, may kailangan pa pala akong bayaran. And I've experienced that with some clients who consult with me na akala nila yung binabayaran nila doon sa loan nila is fixed. Nagulat sila after 2 years, biglang tumaas. So again, hindi nila kasi pinansin yung binigay na proposal sa kanila na yung first 2 years pala yung fixed. After, on the third year, mag-i-increase by a certain amount yung babayaran nila per month at hindi na nila kaya. So things like this are avoidable if you can only take the time to read the details or pay attention to the details of whatever you are buying.
So those are the 5 spending habits of debt-free people. 1, they spend less than what they earn. 2, they are purposeful with their spending. 3, they never buy stuff to impress other people. 4, they wait or hold off non-essential purchases. And 5, they pay attention to details when buying. Everyone can be debt-free. If you're struggling with debt because of wrong financial decisions in the past, then remember that you are not alone. What's important is you're now aware of your mistakes, and you now have the opportunity to correct them.
And just like the hundreds of people I've met who eventually got out of debt after years of hard work and patience, you too can become debt-free and stay debt-free. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye! Take care and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.